Welcome back to Urban Wine Life, where we will be reviewing a Pinot Grigio from the Armelli Family Vineyards. Thanks for stopping by, everyone. This is Michael Yabuji, Black Brother. And as I said, we will be reviewing a Pinot Grigio from the Armelli Family Vineyards. How did I come to this? I am in San Jose, California at the WWDC 2017, and we decided to have some Italian. So when we decided to have an Italian meal in between our little stop off, we stopped and had a recommendation to go to an Italian restaurant called Vinsanto Ristorante. Vinsanto. And it was a Tuesday. So if you ever in San Jose and it's a Tuesday, it's half off wine and bottles of wine and $1 oysters. So I was like, I am there. So yeah, that was Vinsanto Ristorante in San Jose, California. So when we went there, we said, what are we going to drink with these oysters? And if we're going to have an Italian meal, what kind are we having? So my wife chose a fish and I chose a chicken. And what came out was a Pinot Grigio. And I was like, that sounds interesting. I haven't had a Pinot Grigio in such a long time. And the last tasting of this Pinot Grigio that I've had was a Santa Margherita. And that's what I know Pinot Grigios of. If I taste a Pinot Grigio, my taste always goes back to the flavor and textures and everything of a Santa Margherita, Pinot Grigio. So that was my taste. But I wanted to try this one. It was an Armelli and Pinot Grigio 2015. And I was like, I'll try that one. This should go well with the seafood and all. So, and this is what they've said about it. It's straw color and light golden hues. It was, you know, I took a couple of pictures of that too. And the bouquet is fruity, fresh, and elegant. And this is their taste. Tasty, citrus, fresh. Tangy notes of citrus, white, crunchy fruit, spring flowers, and almonds. The palate is fresh with a creamy edge and lively, crisp fruits. So I said, okay, I'm going to try that. It was pretty good. Pretty good. So this is what I got from it. I had a pretty lime. I'm leaning toward the lime, but it was bright fruit. It wasn't as crisp as a Santa Margherita, so I'm used to a crispier taste, but not as crisp. But it had it in there. It had a good long fruity finish to it, so it lingered. I really liked the fact that it lingered a little more. The citrus was there, and it had a slight nutty taste, because, you know, as you listened earlier, I'm not a big almonds guy, but I taste the kind of nuttiness in it. The flavors was bright, you know, so when I took that whiff out of that, it was a really fruity, fresh, welcoming, you know, so it wasn't really, really cold. It was a good room temperature, but you got the flavors. So yeah, a lot of times I like it like cool, not cold, cool. And then when it gets to room temperature, I know I'm getting a lot more flavors from that. But it went really, really well. The citrus taste, the in the palate, it was doing really well. It spoke to me pretty well. But Armelli, there was a pretty good Pinot Grigio. Price point is about $18. You know, at the restaurant it was $34.37. So, you know, you cut that in half. I was glad to be there. It sort of worked out really well. So I got the value if I went in and purchased it from that. But which makes this interesting, as an Italian wine, the Armelli Family Vineyards, they have a couple of other ones. So they have a Chianti Reserva, a Chianti Classico, a Suave, And this is the one that I've got to get my palate used to this, because I'm really not attuned to this one yet. It's a Montepulciano d'Abruzzo. Montepulciano d'Abruzzo. So that, I've tasted it before, and I was like, similar to, and then it was a big question mark. And I had a Suave before. Suaves are really cool. Those are great summer white wines. So if you have an opportunity, get a Suave. Suaves are beautiful, light. They're not as fruity, though. So be aware, it's not as fruity. But the good thing about it is it's refreshing. It's very refreshing. So it's like apple-y taste. So, you know, it's not quite fruit like tangerines or grapefruits. It's that apple kind of taste, but very, very crisp. So try your luck. And Suave, if you didn't know, is a combination of Chardonnay and Garganaga. Garganaga is Garganega. And from the Veneto. All of these are from the Veneto. So you know I've had some from this region as well. So if you get an opportunity, get that one too. But this was pretty good. I think this Pinot Grigio puts me back on track to trying more Pinot Grigios. I tried one before. It was pretty flat. It wasn't really welcoming. It had flat grapefruit kind of flavor to it, but it didn't impress me in a lot of ways. So I was kind of like, yeah, I'm okay. But this one was very fruity, not as crisp as I was used to, but something that I can get used to. So Armelle is a return to the shelf for me. Even though I had it when I was out, I'm going to try to probably the Chianti Classico, definitely the Suave, and this Pinot Grigio I would have again. Even at the price point, I was really pleased with it. And it really went well with the dinner that we had, especially when we had the appetizers of the $1 oysters. You cannot beat $1 oysters. So always go for that. If not, then get some other type of shellfish. But pretty good. I enjoyed it. And if you get an opportunity, the Armelle Family Vineyards. So look out for that. So, thank you. This is Michael Yabushi Black Brother with Urban Wine. See you soon. Thank you.